Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, Leanne, and this is my podcast, Holistic Healing and Happiness. Oh my God, I am on such a high. I'm recording this on a Monday, and yesterday I hosted a beautiful retreat inside in Limerick for 13 beautiful, amazing goddesses. It was a beautiful workshop. It was a soulful Sunday session where I opened up the ceremony with a beautiful cacao ritual, opening up the heart chakra. Then we done some meditation, some forgiveness work, some Reiki. There was oracle cards in there, and there was also some empowerment. We done a bit of an empowerment workshop as well. There was loads of journal prompts and lots of juiciness. The women absolutely loved it, and I love to be able to facilitate it. I really get such an overwhelming full heart when I host things like that. Again, it's like being with my one-to-one clients or my clients online. I just absolutely love what I do. And again, as they always say, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Don't get me wrong, the preparation that goes into all of these can be stressful, can be hard, and all the rest of it. But when you're in flow, when you're at it, oh my God, there's no better feeling in the world. But part of the workshop that we done yesterday was about around forgiveness, because I went into leading into an empowerment workshop. But first of all, obviously, what do we need to do before we go into the whole empowerment work? We need to do a bit of forgiveness. And 9 times out of 10, sometimes the forgiveness has to come in to ourselves. Yes, 9 times out of 10, do we have to forgive others? Of course. But sometimes we have to forgive ourselves. And a lot of people can struggle with that. They don't understand it, and they mightn't understand triggers and so on. So to start this podcast episode, what I want to do is read a beautiful chapter to ye from a book that I absolutely love, which is As a Man Think It by James Allen. And it's the final chapter, and it's called Serenity. So let's get into it. Calmness of the mind is one of the most beautiful jewels of wisdom. It is a result of long and patient effort in self-control. When a person understands themselves as a thought-involved being, they cease to fuse, fume, worry, and grieve. Instead, they remain poised, steadfast, and serene. The calm individual, having mastered self-grievance, also knows how to adapt to others. Their spiritual strength is revered, and people feel that they can learn from and rely upon them. As tranquility grows, so does success, influence, and power for good. Even in ordinary life, a trader's business prosperity increases with greater self-control and equanimity. People prefer dealing with someone whose demeanor remains equal. The strong, calm person becomes a shape-giving tree in a thirsty land and a sheltering rock in a storm. Who does not but love a tranquil heart, a sweet-tempered, balanced life? It does not matter whether it rains or shines, or what changes come to those possessing these blessings, for they are always sweet, serene, and calm. That exquisite poise of character, which we call serenity, is the last lesson of culture. It is the flowering of life, the fortitude of the soul. It is precious as wisdom, more than desired, than gold, yea, than even fine gold. How insignificant mere money-seeking looks in comparison with a serene life. A life that dwells in the ocean of truth, beneath the waves, beyond the reach of the tempestuous, in eternal calm. So again, we all want to bring it back to calmness. We want to bring it back to a life of peace, of harmony. So now, becoming aware of our triggers. So being aware of situations and interactions that trigger our emotional reactions. These triggers often stem from past wounds of unresolved issues. So where in your life do you feel that you're constantly being triggered? And could it be because you have past wounds that haven't been healed? If you actually practice some mindfulness and observe these triggers without judgment, mindfulness helps us pause and respond intentionally rather than react impulsively, like that chapter I just read to you there. Calmness of the mind is one of the most beautiful jewels of wisdom. So instead of reacting, we don't want to react. So understanding forgiveness. Clarify what forgiveness means. It's not about condoning harmful behavior, but releasing ourselves from the burden of resentment and anger. It'll help reduce stress, improve relationships, and better overall well-being. And again, that's what we all want. We want to feel better in ourselves. We want to feel healthy in ourselves. We want to feel less anxious, less stressed. But of course, acknowledge the pain that was caused, if there was pain caused. Suppressing emotion prolongs the healing process. Explore how taking responsibility of your own feelings empowers you. We can't control others' actions, but we choose how we respond. Having empathy as well, understanding the other person's perspective, fosters compassion and opens the door to forgiveness. Letting go. This is hard sometimes. Releasing resentment. It doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing not to carry the emotional weight anymore. And then self-forgiveness. Forgiving ourselves is equally critical. This is really what I was highlighting to the ladies yesterday, because we all make mistakes and self-compassion allows growth. So different things that you can do in relation to help you with your forgiveness is journaling. Have a forgiveness journal if you want to. Write down about the hurt, the process, and any insights that you gained from it. You can visualize the hurts that you had in your life and then imagine letting the hurt go and replacing it with peace and love. Boundaries is also a big thing. Discuss setting healthy boundaries to protect yourself during the forgiveness journey. So maybe as you're healing, do you need to make people aware of your boundaries so that they don't trigger you as you are attempting to heal? Because maybe you're so exposed right now because things have happened. Set boundaries in place so people don't overstep them. But as always, seek support. Get therapy. Talk to a trusted friend, a professional, someone that can guide you and help you. Remember, forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves. You can empower yourself to embark on this forgiveness journey by taking even one of these steps to help you as you go. Remember, a strong, calm person becomes a shape-giving tree in a thirsty land or a sheltering rock in a storm. Who does not but love a tranquil heart, a sweet-tempered, balanced life? It does not matter whether it rains or shines or what changes come to those possessing these blessings, for they are always, always sweet, serene, and calm. That exquisite poise of character, which we call serenity, is the last lesson of culture. It is the flowering of life, the fortitude of the soul. It is precious as wisdom, more desired than gold. So remember, you want to feel peace, you want to feel calmness, you want to feel stillness, you want to release yourself of the burden. So start with doing some forgiveness work, whether it's you need to forgive yourself or you need to start working and forgiving others. Get help, do whatever it takes to free your body, your mind of anything that is clogging it up now that no longer serves you for your highest good. Because remember, you are worthy of the most unique, abundant, gorgeous life that there ever was. So start investing in yourself today and doing the work to help you as you process, as you go on your growth and healing journey. As always, I'm sending you so much love from my heart chakra to yours. I hope this podcast episode helped you. Again, please feel free to leave comments and share with others as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.